Poll, Plurality of Texas Voters Blame Biden and Congress for High Prices. By Hannah Blow on May 16, 2022. The left's narrative on high prices, blaming big oil and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, is not working on Texas voters, as a plurality directly blamed President Biden and Congress for the current state of affairs. A Dallas Morning News University of Texas at Tyler poll released Sunday found. The survey asked respondents, who do you blame for inflation and a higher cost of living in Texas right now? Overall, 48% said they blame President Biden and Congress, followed by 19% who said supply problems, 18% who said Governor Greg Abbott, and Texas lawmakers, and 10% who said Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Democrats, specifically, do not tend to blame Biden and Congress, as just 16% chose that option, with 28% blaming Abbott and Texas lawmakers and another 28% blaming supply problems. A plurality of independent voters, 44%, blame Biden and Congress, as do 81% of Republicans. They survey, taken May 2 to 10, 2022, among 1,232 registered voters, has a +2.8% margin of error and comes as Biden and Democrats continue in their refusal to take responsibility for rampant inflation and supply chain issues plaguing the country. Rather, Biden has placed blame on Russian President Vladimir Putin, the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, big corporations, and Republicans for blocking his agenda. I think our policies help, not hurt, Biden told reporters this month, denying that massive spending was contributing to the issue. The vast majority of the economists think that this is going to be a real tough problem to solve. But it's not because of spending, he claimed, ultimately concluding that the average person does not understand the complexities of inflation. Right now it's confusing. There's a war in Ukraine and they're scratching their head, Biden said. Most people, the vast majority of Americans are hoping that their government just takes care of their problem and they don't have to think about it in detail at the kitchen table. He continued, adding, that he can taste the American people's frustrations.